Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, June 11th, 12 noon, and we've got race results for state championships in Northern Cal, Southern Cal, road race, time trials, etc. And we've got a short show today, a tour of the OC bike paths, some live sounds from also the Ride Around the Bear Century. Brought to you by Orange County Wheelmen, including some really radical bell-ringing girls at rest stop number one. It was fun. Fun time out there. Over 10,000 feet of climbing at that event as well. So let's get into some race results right now. All right. We got the race results for Northern California State Championship Road Race, held at the Mount Hamilton Classic in San Jose. The women's category 1-2-3s taking third place for bronze. Felicia Gomez riding for Pinnacle Women's Racing. Second place for the silver, Stevens Bikes presented by Pactimo, Nicole Justice. And your new state champion, Brianna Wall, from Beaverton, Oregon. Northern California state champion men's Cat 1-2-3s, third place from Mark Pro Strava, Charles Hutchinson. Second place went to Cal Giant Berry Farm Specialized, Chris Statsny. And your winner and new state champion, Team Mike's Bikes, Tyler Brandt. Masters 35 plus, picking up the state champion title, Dan Martin, riding for Safeway, Bicycles Plus. Masters 45s, no surprise here, Echelon Charity of Choice rider, Cale Reeder, picking up that win. And in the Masters 55s, from Mill Valley, Robert Anderson is your new state champion. Men's category 3s, Slipstream Craddock Junior Development rider Adrian Costa is your new state champion. And in the men's category 4s, from Reno, Nevada, Nicholas Blades. Also, men's category 5s, Paul Summers riding for Stanford University, taking that win. And that is at the Mount Hamilton Classic Road Race in San Jose, held on May 27th, Northern California State Championship results. Complete results at usacycling.org. The Northern California Time Trial Championships for the juniors, June 3rd in Davis, the Steve Dunlap Time Trial. In the juniors, 10 through 12, taking third place in the bronze medal was Luke Lamperti with a time of 2014. Second place silver medal going to Johnny Lamperti with a time of 2013 and the winning time of 1859 by Team Bicycles Plus, Sierra Nevada Team Bicycles Plus rider Grover Rozek in the juniors 10 through 12. Junior 13-14, Garrett Marking, riding for Chico Corsa Cycling Team, picking up that win with a 14:59. Juniors 15-16, riding for Slipstream Craddock Junior Development, Zeke Mostoff was your winner. And in the juniors 17-18, riding for Riddy Elite U23 Development Team, Tobin Ortenblad from Santa Cruz, taking that win. Those are the new junior men's champions. Junior women's champions in the 10 through 12
With a time of 18:35, Kennedy Hill picking up the win, riding for Davis Bike Club. San Jose Bike Club's Kirsten Wolf was your winner in the junior women's 13-14. Juniors 15-16, new state champion with a time of 33:41. Kayron DeVere, riding for Pinnacle Women's Racing. And in the juniors, 17-18, Team Tibco's Paige Robertson taking that win with a time of 32:29 from Oakland, California. Complete results on the Northern California State Time Trial Championships can be found at ncnca.org or usacycling.org. All right, and in Southern California, Junior Road Race Championships. Held on June 2nd in Bakersfield. We've got juniors 10 through 12 men's. Aqua Al Dewey San Diego Bike Club's Eduardo Cruz is your new champion. In the juniors 13 to 14, Ime Nzek, riding for SC Velo, taking the gold medal there. Juniors 15 to 16, Seth Wienbach, also riding for SC Velo. And in the juniors 17 to 18, Get Kraken MS Society's Eric Volotsky taking that win in the road race. And in the new state championships for junior women 10 through 14, Shoei Rockin' Road's Rachel Cross. Congratulations to her picking up the championship title. Junior women 13 to 14. Junior women 15-16, actually, taking that win from Strive Racing, Hannah Swan. And in the junior women's 17-18, Christina Fuentes for Bike Bakersfield Cycling Team, the new state champion. And in the Elite Road Race Championships, women's Elite Cat 1 through 3, Amber Gaffney, riding for SC Velo. And Power Coaching is your new champion. Elite Men's Category 1-2s, riding for Cash Call Mortgage, Brian McCulloch, your new champion. And in the Women's Category 3s, new state champion, riding for Synergy Cycles, Big Orange Cycling, Christabel Hickok, also known as Tinkerbell, taking that win. And in the men's category 3, also a Big Orange win. Big Orange Cycling, Synergy Cycles, Jason Sow taking that win at Bakersfield. Men's category 4s, your new champion, Freddie Prado. And in the women's category 4s, Kayleen Westbrook, riding for Cola Vita Outback Steakhouse, Las Vegas. New elite road race champions. And in the Masters road race champions, Masters 35s, taking that win, riding for Monster Media Racing SC Velo, Brian Cook. Masters Women 35 and over, riding for Jessup Auto Plaza, presented by PS Cyclery, Carol Lynn Neal. And in the Masters Men's 45s, in a turnabout from last year, getting revenge, breakaway from Cancer's Masters, Richard Meeker over Jeff Cosmo, Synergy Cycles, Big Orange Cycling. Last year it was Cosmo Meeker, and this year Meeker returned the favor and got his title. It was Meeker Cosmo. Women's Masters 45, Ruth Clements, your new state champion. And in the women's 55 and over, riding for Calco Spikes San Diego, Cindy Morgan. Masters Men's 55 and over, riding for Breakaway from Cancer Masters, Malcolm Hill taking that win. And in the Masters 60 plus, no surprise here, Team Simple Green, Bike Religion's Kenny Fuller. Congratulations to all our state champions. Complete results can be found at scnca.org.
All right, that was the race results for Northern and Southern California, right here on Bike Sport Radio. Got some upcoming events now. Upcoming mountain bike racing in Northern California, brought to you by Bike Monkey. Coming up on June 16th, the Lake Sonoma Ricochet. This is a series of events, June 16th being the second in a series of four. $30 for entry fees, unless you're under 18. $15. Categories for all levels, including junior men, women, beginners, sport masters, experts, and pros, as well as single speeders. That's up at the Lake Sonoma Ricochet. Visit bikemonkey.net for full details on dirt racing up there in Northern Cal. Also coming up on June 16th in Southern California, Sirius Cycling presents the Jailhouse Race, Saturday, June 16th. The Jailhouse Race is in Castaic Canyon, and that will be, yes, around the Castaic Jail down there. That's on the jail facility, the Pitches Detention Center, to be exact. Sponsored by Universal Sports Network, Ladyface Ale Components, Continental Physique, and the rest. 0.75-mile course on Saturday, June 16th. The Jailhouse Race. Some really cool trophies. They look like ball and chains, too, have just been released. Again, that's brought to you by Sirius Cycling. Coming up June 16th. Visit SiriusCycling.com for all details on the Jailhouse Race. And then the next day on Sunday, June 17th, we've got the Nevada City Bicycle Classic, one of the oldest races in the U.S. Criterium Racing going on in Nevada City, brought to you by Waste Management Specialized and the UPS Store. It's the 52nd annual Nevada City Classic, featuring a $4,000 cash prize for the pro event starting at 5 p.m., junior racing starting at 1 p.m., so from 1 to 6:30 p.m. NevadaCityCyclingClassic.com for all details, or ncnca.org for full details on that event. So, and then bike sport racing is all about bike racing, bike races, and what you need to race bikes. Be sure and check out our Facebook group as well, and our website at bikesportradio.us. All right, over the last couple of weeks, we got a chance to go out in the field and do some fun recordings of rides going on out there. The Orange County Bike Pass, tour of the Orange County Bike Pass 200K. We got some action from some of the riders up there, some interviews, and a little narrative, also blow-by-blow narrative of the Ride Around the Bear Century. This featuring over 10,000 feet of climbing, the Ride Around the Bear Century. Brought to you by Orange County Wheelmen. Sit back and enjoy some of these sounds here at Bike Sport Radio.
This is the OC Bike Path 200K Brevet with PCH Randonneurs. And this is Terry giving our final instructions. Starting in Corona and rolling out at 7 a.m. Do you have anything to say?
Let's get the sun to shine. It's overcast and gloomy, but it's going to be a nice day.
All right. Looking forward to a booty wind on the return trip, too. And today's ride features a ferry ride, actually, in Newport Beach. That'll be interesting. And Bike Sport Radio's on the road now on the tour of OC Bike Paths 200K with Brenda and Stacy. Hey, so we just passed the twisties there up at Sart, the Santa Ana River Trail. Greg's back. He took a shortcut to avoid some of the traffic. We got heavy rush hour traffic this morning on Sart on the Orange County 200K. How's it going, Greg?
It's good. It's bumper to bumper here on the Sart and southbound. Hopefully it's good by the time we get to the beach.
Yep, or if not, it might be bad at the Staples, not the Staples Center, boo! The, what's that thing called, the Honda Center? Down there in Anaheim, so. Okay, Bike Sport Radio's here on the 200K tour of OC. We're at, where are we? This is the first checkpoint, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here with Greg Jones.
Greg Jones.
RBA.
Greg Jones.
PCA.
RBA. Out of Moore Park.
Let's talk to
him all the way down here.
There you go.
And this is our first official control spot. So we got to check in here, get receipts and everything. Also, Greg and Stacy here, and a couple other riders, Jeff and Lisa on the tandem, or Jeff and Lori on the tandem.
They're
across the street, back in the box, getting ready to head south now as we continue. 25% of the way done on the 200K on Bikesport Radio. Okay, now we are on Balboa Island. Right here on Bikesport Radio, cruising down Balboa Boulevard, and this brevet actually gets on board a ferry boat to ferry us across the harbor, the Newport Harbor, I think. And we're with on the tandem. Is it Jeff?
Jeff, right?
Yeah. And Lori, right?
Jeff and Lori Rita.
So we got a little 200K ride here. Back to you later on Bikesport Radio.
Cross.
Manufactured fiberglass boat.
I feel like I'm rolling.
Cool. So here we are on the dock, getting ready to board the ferry now in Newport Beach. And there's cars coming across. I don't hear any boat horns, but I think we're going to get a treat of corn dogs, too.
Y'all, that's so cool.
Y'all.
Look at this. This is like, here comes a ferry with them.
Some this is radio, so you can't look, but we can listen. We can listen to the motor.
Okay,
three cars on this little miniature ferry. It looks like a barge.
This
pretty cool.
This is so fun. I've never been to this before.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be coming back at you on Bikesport Radio later on the 200K.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're
really
fast, yeah. I mean, because it's a fun
Orange thing. County Bike Path brevet.
We're not going to
be on Ron Paul. A visionary who predicted the financial crisis. A leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul. A plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Bikesport Radio is here this morning at the Ride Around the Bear, brought to you by Orange County Wheelmen, and narrating this ride as we start. We're down in Mentone right now at the bottom of the hill, looking for a green spot in Webster. How you doing? And the rider there pulled over. And it's in the mid-60s, perfect weather today. We'll be riding with some of the big orange riders. Maybe we'll see some of them later on this Ride Around the Bear. Coming back to you later on Bikesport Radio. Okay, so I wasn't really planning to ride alone, but the group I was with had a mechanical, so being the pitiful climber that I am, I took off and said, all right, you guys will catch me on the summit. And here I am by myself still on, where am I? I'm on Highway 330, climbing out of Redlands up towards, I guess Onyx Summit is the first one, on a nice narrow road, and entering the San Bernardino National Forest now at 16 miles into the Ride Around the Bear. All right, now we've crossed about 2,500 feet of altitude, over 2,500 feet, and sure is narrow here at 18 miles. You can hear the traffic going by. Hey, hey, there goes a rider on a Calfee. guy's booking up the hill. He's rolling up the hill like a scared mountain goat. Dang. Won't be seeing him again, probably. At the right around the bear. Incredible explosion of fragrance and honeysuckle. Sweet smelling. Huge blooms of it. Kind of late this time of year. It's June. But it's abundant everywhere. Honeysuckle. Too bad you can't smell that on the radio, but... Coming up on the tandem. You guys are tough. How you doing? I'm dying. Yeah, it's going to be a long day. All up for a while. Have fun. Yeah, that was a tandem going up the hill. Climbing probably at 3,500 feet now. This is... If you don't like to climb, or not a good climber, this is not the ride for you. And they're right around the bear. We'll have an altitude report for you shortly. At the ride around the bear from Bike Sport Radio. I hear bells, and those aren't just bells in my head. This is rest stop number one, it looks like. Bike Sport Radio. Woo, baby! I get one of those before I go?
Just a few more miles. That's it.
Oh! Alright, here we are at the first stop. At 24.7 miles. Let's see what they got. The tandem. A lot of spirit here at the first rest stop. Are you volunteers for the Orange County Wheelmen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, we are.
I do a radio show called Bike Sport Radio, and you are on the air.
Oh,
for those of you listeners that heard that. The cowbell ringers sit here at rest stop number one on the ride around the bear on Bike Sport Radio. All right, give me one of those to go when I'm ready to go. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
All right.
We podcast it on the internet, so.
Perfect.
All right. We'll be coming back to you later on Bike Sport Radio. All right, continuing up. 27 miles. Is that 27 miles, huh?
No.
No, we're into 27 miles.
Yep, just getting warmed up.
How's it going?
Feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah, climbing's not my favorite thing, but...
What's that?
Climbing's not my favorite thing, so why am I here?
I love it more than anything.
Cool.
I'm not fast, but I love it.
We're on Bike Sport Radio here, where you talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Catching up to some more riders. Want to say hello to Bike Sport Radio?
Hello. Hi.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's a great day. It's beautiful.
It is. We really lucked out with the weather. It's not bad at all.
Yes.
It's cool. The honeysuckle's blooming. It smells really good up here.
I agree.
All right. Bike Sport Radio on the mountain at the ride around the bear. Approaching, we just left rest stop number one. And the next rest stop is Snow Summit, right? Yeah, Snow Summit. In Running Springs. Yeah, running strings. Here's another rider riding for Velo Club Lagrange. You're on Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
Right now, you're on the radio?
Well, it's pre-recorded.
Oh.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
That's a fun route.
This is my first time.
Oh, yeah?
So my friend, it's my first organized century, actually, and she said 2 days ago, oh, it's the hardest one, too.
Oh, great.
Now you tell me. But it's fun, and it's the weather's gorgeous.
Well, this isn't the century I would choose for my first one. But you're going to love the downhill.
Oh, yeah? I hear it's like 30 miles straight down.
Yeah, it's at least 30 miles of nonstop downhill at the end of the day when you're tired, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Have a great ride. Maybe we'll see you at the rest stop.
Thank you.
Big Bear Lake. Here we are at the ride around the Bear. Big Bear Lake on the North Shore at Fonskin. And nice rest stop with sandwiches. That was good. And unfortunately, flatted before that rest stop down on, down the hill past Running Strings, between Running Strings and the dam. Unfortunate flat. Got that all taken care of. Now headed towards the greenway that crosses the lake, and then over to Big Bear City, Onyx Summit, and then it's all downhill from there. On the ride around the Bear at Bike Sport Radio. Over 8,000 feet now. Onyx Summit coming up. And I'm struggling. Rider back. Starting to catch riders, and some riders catching me. Odometer says 62.
How far?
I don't know. Isn't that it? 62? It's supposed to be the top, huh?
Yeah. Maybe another quarter.
My odometer's off. Almost out of water.
No stopping, going backwards now for you.
Oh, I know.
You've been passing everybody. You can do the last quarter mile.
I have that flat.
You want a birdie drink?
No, thanks. Okay. I'm good. That's a quarter mile about, you think?
I'm thinking that, because that's what she said.
Cool.
And I've been riding this thing on a cramp.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to kick it as best I can. And then here it is.
All right, I'll let you go.
No, I'm good here.
That's it. Sweet.
Are we almost there?
Almost. Onyx Summit. There's the cheerleading squad. But the actual rest, I'm going to need water. How much? 1 mile. Ah! Another mile. Oh, God. All right, we'll keep plugging away here. That's a really cruel thing to discover when you think it's a quarter mile to go to the summit, and you're not over 8,500 feet about. And then somebody says, oh, it's about a mile or two. It's like, oh, no. Surviving the ride around the Bear here on Bike Sport Radio. Thank God, we got some flats here. Is this a teaser flat? Is there more?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, a little bump there, and then that might be. That must be it, where that flag is, huh? Oh, man. Woohoo!
here we are. The summit.
Made it to the summit.
Where's the bike park?
It's a famous race.
Oh, God. Woo! Carrie. Ow.
Come on, legs. I can't get my legs up.
Maybe I shouldn't even stop.
No, because it's downhill. It's okay to stop.
I might not be able to get back on, but that's my worry. He's got me. Back
up. All right. I made it. We're here at the Onyx Summit. I need water. Big time. Where's the water? There it is. Water. Gatorade. Maybe Gatorade first. Oh, God.
No more of those, though, right?
How's that feel? Brutal.
Yeah. You're back though, right? Oh, a little bit.
All right, so I had to try this once, at least, hitting 40 miles an hour on the downhill. And trying this means I'm trying to actually do a recording. With all this wind noise, I'm not sure if this is working out, if all you're hearing is wind noise or if you can hear my voice at all. But really bitching ass downhill after Onyx Summit here. On the ride around the bear, Century Ride. Woo! Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of memories.
Okay, we finished in 7:02. Bike Sport Radio is here at the race finish with Marilyn and Tumbleweed and Greg and Stacy and Marty and the whole crowd. Congratulations. Congratulations to you, too.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, that's not.
And I just wolfed down a 1,000-calorie lunch. Maybe. Maybe I'll have a seconds, too, in that. Orange County Wheelman. Right around the bear. That was a fun ride. Hey, how do we find out about the ride? Is it always on Orange County Wheelman site or what? Yeah. OCW or?
Yeah, OC Wheelman or OCW.
OCW.org. OCWheelman.org are the sites for the ride around the bear. Fun ride. Bike Sport Radio, come back to you later.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Once again, thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. This is our 80th Bike Sport Radio show, and you're out there on the roads. Drive your bike just like you should. She boarded the boat and turned and blew me a kiss and laid